We're just seconds away from a conversation with 2020 presidential hopeful Julian Castro. Mr. Castro served as the mayor of San Antonio before being tapped to become the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development under President Obama. 10 minutes with Secretary Julian Castro, coming up next here on the Business News Hour. Insight on Business the News Hour is made possible through the support of AARP. Find out about the real possibilities that AARP can offer when it comes to livable communities for individuals of every age. Learn more by going to AARP and also Google AARP Iowa.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of Aurion HR, Human Resource Management, so you don't have to, AurionHR.com, and the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, whose members serve the ag community with new and used parts, NTPDA.com.
On as another swing through the state of Iowa, we caught up with former Housing and Urban Development Secretary Julian Castro from San Antonio, former mayor. Welcome. Glad to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
A couple of things from your address tonight. One of the things that you touched on was health care. And in the business community, businesses are seeing anywhere 15, 17, 20, 25% rate increases. And they have one of two things to do. They can either pass those on to their employees or charge more for the stuff, whatever they're selling. What would President Castro see as a path forward to alleviate some of the troubles that small business is having with insurance?
Well, you know, you're right that this system is broken. This system of health care that we have right now is not nearly the best that we can do. There's a lot of money that goes into the system from small businesses, you know, other employers, and of course from employees themselves. We can switch to a system where everybody has access to Medicare if they want it, and where an employer can choose to still offer their own plan, and an employee, if they want, can stay on that private health insurance plan. But that a lot of the money that I think right now goes into profits for Big Pharma or other parts of our healthcare system could better be put to use in actual good health care. And at the end of the day, lower the cost for business. During the course of the campaign, I'm looking forward to putting my own health care plan out that would explain how we would pay for this. Because I do believe that a lot of businesses have seen their health care costs go up. Part of that especially has been over the last 2 years because this administration has sabotaged the Affordable Care Act. And so that's made it a lot worse. We need a different system.
What about, you're in the heart of agriculture country. Right now, just as a matter of fact today, we just had a news story on that China accepted one half of the soybean number that they did just a week ago. And so trade is crushing farmers. Low commodity prices crushing farmers. High input costs are just another thing. And now we're having climate-related issues like gigantic floods in Nebraska and in Iowa. Julian Castro on agriculture. Where do we go?
We need to recommit ourselves to investing in what small farmer, especially family farmer, needs to thrive, and more generally, what rural communities need to thrive, creating local streams where farmers can sell their goods to local markets, increasing that, looking at proposed mergers in a more critical way to not only take into account the effect on the price to the consumer, but also the effect on small businesses up and down the production chain. We need to do things like invest in infrastructure so that farmers can more easily get their goods to market. All of those things that create a strong support system for people to succeed. On top of that, I have heard very clearly that farmers are losing out under the erratic trade practices of this president. And I would make sure that before we take any step on trade, that American companies and American workers are going to win. And what we see here is that Iowa farmers are losing out because this president has been so erratic when it comes to trade with China. It's one thing to say we want to hold China accountable. I think everybody does. It's another thing to have a go-it-alone, haphazard style and to cost folks here in Iowa good business that they had before that they no longer have. And they may never get back, frankly, because of contracts that are now being signed between China and other countries. Yeah, that
Brazil
is
doing very fine, thank you.
Yeah.
What about broadband, rural broadband internet? Something that the Castro presidency would like to focus on? I mean, that goes hand in hand with infrastructure, I would think.
Absolutely. Broadband is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity. When I was at the Department of Housing and Urban Development, right, one of the issues, partnerships that we struck up was with housing authorities and with nonprofits and internet service providers to provide internet access to people who were living in public housing. And it included, big cities and some medium-sized ones and a Native American reservation as well. We need to build out our broadband as well in rural areas. We've done some of that over the years, but it's not complete, and I'm committed to completing that.
Well, that is a economic equalizer in many places because people can stay in some of the small towns in rural America and yet have a business. Final question. One of the curious things that goes on here in Central Iowa, for example, there's 17,000 open jobs in Central Iowa. If you take a look at the 11 states that make up the Midwest, over 350,000 open jobs. No people, open jobs. I would, and you spoke about immigration to this group earlier, there seems to be a clear parallel between all of these job openings and then some type of a system that will allow immigration to move forward, because we're not making these people here in the United States. Got to come from someplace.
Yeah, I think immigration reform is part of the issue. Earlier today, though, I visited this Skilled Trade Alliance here in Des Moines that is training young high schoolers here in Des Moines in 39 different skilled trades to take on jobs.
Pretty remarkable, isn't it?
Yeah, in automotive repair or woodwork or welding or in marine biology, even journalism. And, it's a great model because it's providing skills that young people need to get gainful employment in industries that actually pay well, where they can make a good living and support their family. We need to do more of that to make sure that our American citizens are well-trained and have great job opportunities. On top of that, yes, we need to ensure that we have an immigration system where in order to maintain a strong, vibrant workforce, that enough people are able to be here and to work and help our economy move forward. This is especially important because, our unemployment rate right now is at 3.8, 3.9%.
Yeah. Here in this part of the country, it's 1.7.
Yeah. So, but we still have that gap. So we need to both prepare our folks who are here to take on these jobs, end that skill gap, and then also have a sensible immigration policy that allows for a vibrant workforce. This is especially important for our economy, but also because we have an aging nation. Baby boomers are turning 65 at an enormous rate. Social Security is being drawn upon more than ever before. That means that we need a young, vibrant workforce, and immigrants are part of the answer to this. And, I've read several articles now about how Iowans realize that. I think a lot of them understand that. Under my administration, we would do both of those things, invest heavily in that skills gap, close it for our American citizens, and then also make sure that we have a sensible immigration policy.
Secretary Julian Castro, thank you so much for taking the time, sir.
Thank you so much for having me.
Once again, that was former HUD Secretary Julian Castro, also former mayor of the city of San Antonio. He was kind enough to give us 10 minutes with Julian Castro after the Asian Latino Coalition meeting just this past week. All right, don't go anywhere. More to come here on the Business News Hour.